See, the devil is here, and the only way he works is with your cooperation, with your help. Otherwise, he's useless. He lost his power. He lost his authority. He's been fully defeated. Colossians says Jesus spoiled him, which means he was robbed or stripped or brought to nothing. Doesn't mean he was eliminated. It means he doesn't have the power to do anything without your cooperation. Now, if you spoil something, you open the refrigerator and it's spoiled, you would know that immediately by the smell and by the green or sometimes pink. You've seen the little pink growing stuff? You'd throw that out immediately. And when something's spoiled, it is still here, but you're not going to put it in your body. You're just going to eliminate it. Or if you've been robbed, you don't have what you did have. See, he was robbed of authority, which he cheated Adam out of. Or if you've been stripped, that means there's something that you had in your possession that you no longer have. You see. So Satan, that's what I want you to get, has been destroyed, spoiled, stripped, and one writer used a word I particularly like, paralyzed. Now, if you're paralyzed and you're hollering at me and saying, I'm going to get you and I'm going to knock you down, I'm not going to pay attention to you because you can't get me. You can't even walk. He's here. He cannot successfully attack you unless you give in. That's amazing, isn't it? Destroyed. He's been destroyed. He's inactive. When I saw the difference in this word and the next one we're going to go through, it helped me monumentally. You know, we're all trying to figure out something. We're running the 2,000-year-old Greek through the 1611 English into our 21st century mind, and we get it all confused. He's here. He's been spoiled. Now look at 1 John 3, and it's on your sheet. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Well, did he succeed in destroying? Did he make Satan idle and useless? Said he did. He spoiled him. He robbed him. He stripped him. Destroyed him. He did succeed. He did succeed. Now, this is talking about the works, and the word destroy is entirely different. I gave you all these examples because it just really helped me. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. He might destroy the works, not the devil. We know the devil's useless. He's idle. He does exist. You plug him into your life, he will torment you. But this is a different word. It means to loosen, to break up, destroy, dissolve, melt, put off. The main word it's used mostly in the scripture to mean loosen. Now watch this. When Jesus sent them for the donkey, he said, go, you shall find a colt tied whereon never man set, loose him. This is the word destroy, the word loose, usually translated loose. Loose him. In other words, untie him, set him free. Jesus said, I'm going to set you free. I've come to destroy Satan's works. I've come to loose you from Satan's work. I've come to turn you loose. I've come to set you free. I've come to make him nothing and divest you of anything he's done. It's also used of taking your shoes off. Now, if you have your shoes off, you don't have your shoes on. That's profound, isn't it? It's used in Mark 1:7. There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. When you unloose a shoe, you take your shoe off. If it's tied, you untie it and you take it off. Well, if you take it off, you don't have it on. So Jesus came to loosen you, to destroy Satan's work, to loose you from them, to take them off of you like you would take off your shoe. Are you getting it? Yes. Now look, it's also used of divorce. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. Now, we won't go into that theology of what that means. I just want you to see divorce is referred to as loosing. In other words, if I'm divorced, we're not together anymore. We're not bound anymore. And if I'm loosed from disease, I'm not together with disease anymore. Disease, I've been loosed from disease, just like I can loose my shoes or loose an animal from a cage or one that's tied. Now, turn your paper over. Here's where it's used of death itself. In John 11, this is the raising of Lazarus. He that was dead came forth, being bound hand and foot with grave clothes. His face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said, loose him. Let him go. That means he's no longer bound. He's no longer dead. He's alive. He's been loosed. The grave clothes are off of him. The disease is off of him. If he doesn't get loosed from the disease, just taking him, bringing him out of the grave isn't going to help. He's going to die again in a minute of the same disease. He has to be loosed from the bondage of the grave, the bondage of that disease. He said, loose him. And see, he said, I've come. I've rendered him idle, useless, without authority. And I've loosed you of that disease. I've loosed you of his work. Now here's where it's actually used of disease. Ought not this one, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 8 years, be loosed from this bond? She ought to be loosed from disease. Disease ought to be destroyed. She ought to, that word destroy again means it ought to be taken off of her. She ought to be loosed from that. She ought to be unbound from that. She no longer should be tied down with disease. Loose her, he said. Loose that woman. She's a daughter of Abraham. Loose her. Well, if she's loose and the disease ceases to be, he says, take that disease off of her. She's a daughter of Abraham. Take that disease off of her. Now, it's also used in Mark. Straightway his ears were opened. The string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. He had an impediment, and he couldn't hear. The string of his tongue was loosed. Well, if his string was loose, then whatever tied his tongue, restricted his speech, is now eliminated. You see, disease has been eliminated.